This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, the Gemara in Nazir Daf Hey brings Machlekes Amiram. What the source is Stam Nazir Shleishim Yom. Rav Masna learns it from Kadosh Yiyah. Yiyah is Gematria Tlasin. Barpada says, no, it says Nazir Naziros 29 times. The Gemara never asks why Rav Masna, why Barpada doesn't learn it from the Gematria. The Gemara never asks that question. The Gemara just asks why Rav Masna doesn't learn it from the 29 mentions on Naziros. Fine. This din of Gematria, we spoke out the Rush. The Rush says, Yira de Gemara Gemirila. It's a tradition that Stam Naziris is 30 days. Vasmechua hach Gematria. They only leaned it on the Gematria. Delav mi Yud Gimel Midoy Si Shatan Reshazan. Gematria is not one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatan Reshazan. So it's not really a question, why didn't Barpada learn it from the Gematria? He said, I know you're talking about learn it from the Gematria. We have a Mesoira Stam Nazir Shloshim Yoyim. And I'm not using that asmachta. It's not compelling. The Rush learns Gematria is not one of Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behem. Okay, Rabbi say, let's start this topic with the Ramah. He said, what, the Ramah? Yep. The Ramah wrote a sefer, Toiras Ha'olah. Toiras Ha'olah is a perush on in Yane Karbanois, Alpi Kabbalah, the Philosophia of the Ramah, Ramah Shaisos. Okay, let's start with that. The Ramah says, what's Pshat Stam Naziris of Shloshim Yom? And is a Nazir a good guy or a bad guy? See, on the good guy, he's a good guy or a bad guy? Is it good to be a Nazir or is it bad? On the one hand, we call him a Kaddosh. On the other hand, we call him a Chayte. Says Rama, being in a state of Naziros is not a good thing. Not to drink wine. How could that be a good thing? It's not a good thing. How are you supposed to make Kiddush? How are you supposed to drink Dalet Kosos? How are you supposed to make Havdalah? Wine in moderation is good. However, if a person is in a situation where his taiva is pulling him and controlling his life, you need to take control back. So what you do is, you take upon yourself Naziros for an amount of time, that amount of time will ingrain within you the habit of discipline. How long does it take for a person, by practicing certain activity, for that activity to become second nature? It takes 30 days. It takes 30 days. Says the Ramah, Ramosha Isolus, Vizehu Inyan Hanazir, Kiyam Yafli Lindar, Mitam Shara Shanata La Taiva, Tavas Ha'olam, Biachar Me'arba, Chalokam Neskom Mala. If a person sees that his taiva is pulling him in a particular direction, Tzorach La Hafrish Atzmel Ktseya Achre Nasheni, you need to separate yourself to the other extreme, Baharchaka Gedoyla, with great distance, Ad Sha'amru, until they say, Lech Lech Amrim Lenazira, go, go, we say to the Nazir, Schar Schar Le Karma, encircle, Oy Sikrav, do not approach, Hine Ein Lecha Harchaka Gedoyla Mizeh Shayim Marchik Atzmel Ktseya Sheni, there's no greater Harchaka than distancing yourself to the other extreme. Ad shahaya margil atzmai lamed acher kach b'derech hamemutza. The point is that since you were first on the extreme of immersion in taiva, and then by 30 days going to the other extreme of not going near wine, when the 30 days are over, you'll be able to go back to the middle path. So is a nazir a good guy? Yes. Is a nazir a bad guy? No. What do I mean? He is a good guy when it's over. When it's over. I'll give you an example. I'm not saying who. There were once big tzaddikim, grandparents, and they would come in out of town to visit their grandchildren. And if you would ask them, how was Yom Tov? When they left and they went back home, Yom Tov was unbelievable. You get the drift? while they're at the kid's house, you know, it's not always so pashut. But once they go home and they're back in their home, then the Yom Tov was amazing. What's the analogy? The analogy is while the guy's a Nazir, while the guy's a Nazir, it's a rotten state of being, not to drink wine. But that what that does is it ingrains within him the midah of discipline so that when he goes back, when the Nazirus is over, he's a Kadosh. While he's a Nazir, he's a Chaytei. When the Nazirus is over, he's a Kadosh. Okay, you got that? This is very important because we're just starting. Says the Rama, he says, why 30 days? He says, many people train themselves in 30 days. Shehu hazman hakotzav sheyehei ke'echad miyoshvei ha'ir l'kavim d'orim. In order to be considered a resident in the city, you need to be in the city for 30 days, like we say in Baba Basra. Well, you're in the city for 30 days, you start paying the taxes. Or if a baby lives for 30 days, we say he's a bar chai. Why? If he's able to stick around in this world for 30 days, that means he has the... he's vital enough, he has the vitality to be a bar chai. V'amar kol shechai shloshim eino nefel. Liyois ki nirash and esyashayv nafshay b'chumra v'yochal amayt. He obviously has the wherewithal to endure. Like in Yushalmi, we say that if you said the correct tefillah for 30 days, after that you could assume you said it correctly. Doing something for 30 days means you're a bar kayama. By the way, what we're learning now is davar yafe beitai. What do you think Chodesh Elul is? Yeah, what do you think Chodesh Elul is? You get your act together 30 days. You show the Ribbono Shalom, look, you know, this is, I'm for real. This is not a fake. This is who I am. Like the pois can bring, ki hazman hamargil haadam b'mida min hamidais. Therefore, it's 30 days. Says Rama al kenom ruzal stam nazirus shloishim yoim. You ready for this? The Rama is going to say something miraculous now. V'hoitziyu mimilas kodesh yia. Yia is gematria 30 days. Says Rama, you think it's like a random gematria? You know why the source of Nazirus is from the word Yeah? Because presently, Lashon Hoiva, you're a Chayte. You're a Chayte, B'Lashon Hoiva. You're only a Kadosh Yeah in the future. While you're practicing the Nazirus, you're a Chayte. It's Kadosh Yeah. You're only holy when it's over. When it's over and you go back to drinking wine, that's when you're holy. When you're not drinking wine, you're a sinner. When you are drinking wine, you became holy because you're able not to drink wine. Hear that? So says, listen to these words of the Rama. Ure'e nifla'ois toirasenu. See wonders from the Torah. Ki lomdu aminyan mimilas yeah shuhulashin asid ki ikr kedushasai shel nazir yeah la asid. The main kedusha is in the future. Achar hashlamas yemeinis. It was only enjoyable once it's over and you're not there anymore.
What about another ilam?
Sheyamay oiz beinyan matzua loy b'shas nizray. Shaz. While you're a Nazir, you're a sinner because you went to the opposite extreme. You're a sinner. Why? And the Rama discusses your question at length. What about other forms of Nazirus? But stam Nazirus shloishim yoim. While you're a Nazir, you're a chayte. You know when? Kadosh! Kadosh is yiyya, lashon asid. Look, just, I want you to pay attention to lashon the Rama. Re'e nifla'is tayraseinu. Okay? Fine. So now that we got the philosophy of it, let's come back to what we said, that gematria is not one of yidgimo mido shatar nidreshes b'hem. So first, this comes from the Sefer Nezer Avram. Nezer Avram, I believe, was written by maybe Rabbi Avram Zelig Krohn, maybe Rabbi Pesach Kron's brother, even. I'm not sure. I think so. Okay? He's someone who's learning in the Mir Yeshiva. He brings the Rosh, who says that Yiyah is only in Asmachta. The Rambam in the Perish Mirshas also says, Stam Nazir Islam Yom Kabbalah, but Ismichu Ligamachia, fine. However, if you look in something called Sefer HaKrisos, and I printed it out, but I don't see it made it to the sheets. The Sefer HaKrisos was written by Reb Shimshon Mikinoin. Yeah, I have it here. It just didn't make it to the photocopies. It's in the Sivois Oilam. Ois Chavtes. He says, Minayin Shadarshin Gematria. Hare Kfar Nemar. Yeah. Give a Gematria Shloishim. So he's bothered. So why didn't Rabbi Shmuel Oimer? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Be'arba esrei midois ha-toyra nidresh esbahem. Be'kavach Oimer, be'gzeira shava, be'gematria. Rabbi Shimshon Mikinoin, one of the Rishonim, asks on the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel, why didn't the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel include gematria? He says, Ulai Rabbi Shmuel loy darish gematria. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshin gematria. He doesn't darshin yiyah b'gematria tlasin. He holds like Barpada, that he learns out Naziros from Nazir Nizroi. Therefore, in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't list gematria. But Rav Masna would list gematria. That means Rav Shimshon Mikinoin argues on the Rosh. He holds gematria is from the midoy shatoyer nidresh esbohen. Not like the Rosh. He says, Omnam b'sefer akrisos, Rav Shimshon Mikinoin, chelek nesivos oilam, heyer, why is gematria not included in Brais Rabbi Shmuel? And he says, maybe Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan gematria, he holds like Barpada. So we see that according to Rav Shimshon Mikinoin, Rav Masna darshan's gematria. And that it's a full-fledged drasha, not like the Rosh and the Rambam. And they would say the reason why it's not in the Brais Rabbi Shmuel is because gematria is not one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatan and Rashas Mehem. But that's not what Rav Shimshon Mikinoin says. He says Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan gematria like Barpada. So in the Sefer it asks, it could have brought a raya to Barpada from the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel. Barpada must be right that we learn it from Nazir Nizroi. Why? Because from the Brais Rabbi Shmuel, we see we don't darshan gematria. Okay, but that's not so shver. Many times we could have brought a Tanya Kvase from a Braisa, and we didn't. So this Sefer says that he brought this machlokes to Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Rav Asher Arieli Shlita, that the Rosh learns that that according to Rav Masna, gematria is not a real limud, it's only an asmachta. And Rav Shimshon Mikinoin says, no, it's a real limud. Says Hagoyin Rav Asher Arieli, even if you hold gematria is one of the midos shatar nidreshes behem, like Rav Masna, according to Rav Shimshon Mikinoin, mistabra, you only darshan gematria if you have a Kabbalah from Chazal, from your Rabbeim. Because otherwise, how would you know when to darshan a gematria? Meaning, it's still different than the Rambam, the Rosh, and others. The Rambam and the Rosh holds, all there is a Kabbalah, Stam Nazir Islam and Yoim. Chazal on their own brought a support from a gematria. According to Shimshon Mikinoin, there was a Kabbalah from Chazal to darshan the gematria of Yiyah. Okay, just pointing out there are two ways of learning this Gemara. The Rosh learns that gematria is not a serious limud. It's this Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom is a Kabbalah, and Chazal asmachuha agamatria. Other Rishonim learn, no, gematria is one of the midoy shatoyer nidrashes b'hem. But Rav Asher really said, still, it's not up to any individual to darshin a gematria. You need to have a masor. It's like a gzeira shava, that you need to have a kabbalah, which words to darshin gzeira shava, and which words to darshin gematria. So I just want to add that probably, according to Rav Shimshon Mikinoin, in order to darshan the gematria, there must be a lot of other factors other than just the numerical value of the word. One example the Rama revealed to us, namely, part of the drasha is not just the numerical value of the word yiyah, it's the Torah's understanding that presently the Nazir is a choyte, and the Kadosh is going on the yiyah, what will be in the future. In other words, it's not just the numerical value of the word, it's also the meaning of the word. Meaning you can only darshan the numerical value if the meaning of the word also supports what you're learning out from the numerical value of the word. The word yiyah is saying that the Kedusha is going on a future state, not a present state. He brings that the Ramban in Sefer HaGeula says that a person has no authority to derive any halachic concept from a gematria. It's a Kabbalah b'yad Rabbi Seinu Chachmei HaTalmud that it was given to Moshe b'Sinai, the gematrios of what to learn out from, like we stay Stam Naziru Shloshim Yom. Okay, so that's also interesting machloikas rishonim, how you interpret the gematria of yiyah. The Rush and others say it's completely an asmachta. There's no midois hatoira involved in that limud. Other rishonim say no. The gematria is also one of the midois hatoira rishonim. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
I was going to say another davar yafa bita is that we don't blow shofar in Chodesh Elul more than 30 times, because a person gets used to it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Similar idea.
Excellent. Shkayach. Okay. Shkayach. Have a good day. Kol tov.
Every davar yafa bita, you need to, according to Ramo, you should challenge people to do it. I mean, the biyameinu, you should challenge people to do it for 30 days.
Oh.
If you challenge for 30 days, then it'll stick.
Very good. Very good. 30-day challenge.
Recording?
Well, we're still recording. You got on. Okay.
Rabbi, my daughter...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.